The Burt Show.
I need you all to brace yourselves because I'm not sure you're quite ready to hear just how brutal it is out on these dating apps, because my friend just experienced what might be the most offensive thing I've ever heard somebody say to somebody else on Hinge.
You are so responsible for crappy relationships staying together because there's so much fear out there on breaking up and having to be on these dating apps that I would stay in the worst relationship.
I'm trying to keep these families together because here is a live encounter of something that happened to my friend on Hinge. She actually shared this on TikTok. And so I was like, oh, perfect. I'm going to ask her if I can share this on the show. So for context, this is a close friend of mine from Jacksonville. She is really excited to find this relationship. She is a very devoted Christian. She wants to find Mr. Right. So when she finds this guy named George on Hinge and sees that he has a prompt that kind of strikes a chord with her, she does what you do on Hinge and you like the prompt. So if you want to kind of make that first move and say, hey, I'm interested, I'm liking this to show you that I'm interested, and this is what I'm interested in. So his prompt on his profile, written by him, says, I'm looking for a real, genuine, Christian, Jesus-loving woman who is in touch with her emotions, maturity, confidence, gentleness, and kindness. Prove that you will actually add to a relationship, not steal peace. And so my friend goes,
that's beautiful.
I know. So well written, very eloquent, clearly a mature guy looking for the same things that she's looking for. She's looking for a man of God. He's looking for a woman of God. And she's like, bing, bing, let's like each other. So normally on a dating app, when you match with somebody, that means, hey, I'm also interested. So we can start getting this conversation going and we can maybe go out on a date or do a couple of messages and see if there's some kind of connection there. So this guy named George ends up matching with my friend. So she's like, oh, this is so exciting. I liked him. He liked me. Can't wait for this to go somewhere. Until he sends her a message at 3:44 a.m.
Oh. So it may or may not have been inebriated, but that is speculation.
Well,
it might just be a night owl.
Okay, it could be a night out. Yeah. Maybe he's an early riser, 3:44 a.m. Maybe he's got like some chickens to feed. I don't know. Maybe this guy's a farmer.
Maybe he's very motivated, gets up early to work out.
Exactly.
Okay.
So at 3:44 a.m., George says, hey, Gracie, I wanted to honor you by thanking you for showing your interest in my profile. However, I don't think we are a match. I really do wish you all the best in your search for your future spouse. Blessings, George.
Okay, so just so I have this right. He matches, she matches, they both get the flag going, hey, we're interested. And then before they even talk, he sends this?
This is the first thing he is saying to her. After she has liked his prompt, he has also liked her back. And then Hinge gives them the go ahead to start talking, because normally when you like somebody back, that means, hey, I'm interested. You don't like people that you're not interested in talking in. You just do the X and you get them out.
But what could he have possibly seen in her Hinge profile that would make him send that message at 3:45 a.m.?
Yeah, and just so I understand how the process works.
Yeah.
So when you like each other or whatever, right? Do you still have full access to their biography, whatever you want to call it?
You can see their profile.
Everything. So there's nothing new to be learned after you like it.
Yeah. You just see the profile and that's it. There's no reason for him to like her unless he wants to talk to her, because that's the only thing that happens when you match, is you get sent into a portal that allows you to have some messages. So funny, Kristen, you should ask that, because my friend said the same thing. She responded and said, then why would you match? And then that little sweaty face emoji where it's like, eh. And then she said, and just by my profile, you decided this? Wow. And then he goes one step farther and really just twists that knife in a little deeper. Oh, and then he sends her a voice message.
Sorry, I'm not sure if you've got like standards or whatever, but I'm trying to be polite. If you ask, you know, if you want to talk to me in the street, I wouldn't ignore you. So why would I behave differently online? You know, it's called having standards. It's called being a man. It's called setting boundaries. And I'm only going off your profile and I don't find you attractive. So instead of saying all that over text, I was just trying to be polite and you know, honor you as a woman. If that's not what you're looking for, then I'm definitely not interested at all. But I have high standards, and I expect respect. So I was just respecting you. If that's a problem, then I think you need to deal with that, quite frankly. And yes, I am now being forward and honest and direct. And again, if you don't like that, well, not my problem.
Wow. Okay, so let's bring this into the real world. You're walking down the street. He's walking down the street. Your friend is walking down the street, and they're walking towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just as he's about to walk past her, he looks at her, and he goes, "Hi." She turns around, and she goes, "Hi." And then he goes, "Never mind," and then walks down the street. That's kind of the real life example, isn't it?
That's exactly how it is. There was no reason for this man to match with her if he wasn't interested, because now he's just being mean. The beauty of the dating apps is you don't have to necessarily deal with all that rejection. If I like somebody, all I know is it goes out into the ether, and maybe they like me, maybe they don't. But if they don't like me, I don't have to think about it again.
Like his initial message is fine if they had like extended conversation, or you know what? No, it's not, because he says he just doesn't find her attractive, which is fine. You have your preferences, you have what you're looking for, and she's like...
But he found her attractive in the beginning.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's why, like, that's fine. But why in the heck would you match with, like, you saw her, like, you have access to her entire profile. You can see every single one of her photos. It was in that moment you needed to decide whether or not you were visually attracted to her, and you were not. So why did you match with her?
Kristen, that is why it is so baffling out here. It's war.
Make it make sense.
You know, it doesn't. I can't.
If you're in a bad marriage right now and you're thinking about stepping out, after listening to these stories, I suggest you redo your vows.
The Burt Show.